Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Israeli media say police in Tel Aviv have forcibly dispersed tens of thousands of anti-government protesters who'd gathered to demand a deal to free the remaining hostages seized by Hamas 6 months ago. Scuffles broke out and at least four people were arrested. Hugo Bashega is in Jerusalem.
Many believe that the Prime Minister is only interested in his political survival and the families demand a deal. And the Prime Minister says that military pressure will force Hamas to negotiate. But the families say that this strategy hasn't really worked, that this only puts the hostages at risk. So there is a lot of pressure on the government to negotiate, but there is a lot of anger. People are really, you know, despaired because they believe that the government is not doing enough to guarantee the release of these hostages.
A British Royal Navy ship is sailing to the eastern Mediterranean to support the delivery of humanitarian assistance to the Gaza Strip. The UK government said the vessel would help to establish a new maritime aid corridor from Cyprus. Here's James Landale.
The United States and allies are in the process of setting up a maritime aid corridor to Gaza. The plan involves building a temporary pier where aid will be delivered from Cyprus. They hope it'll be operational by early May. The Ministry of Defence said a Royal Navy ship was heading to the region to help support that effort. Officials refused to name the vessel for security reasons or be explicit about what it would do. But it is understood its size and capability will allow it to fulfil a number of different roles.
With almost all the ballots counted from Saturday's runoff vote in Slovakia's presidential election, Peter Pellegrini, a close ally of Slovakia's populist Prime Minister Robert Fico, has defeated Ivan Korčok. Much of the campaign focused on the two candidates' competing views on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, as Rob Cameron explains.
The camp of Ivan Korčok tried to make this a referendum on the Robert Fico government, and the Fico government and the Fico camp and the Pellegrini campaign tried to make it all about Ukraine. They accused Mr. Korčok of being a warmonger who would send Slovak boys off to fight in Ukraine, and Mr. Pellegrini said he was very much the candidate of peace. In a sense, Kyiv has lost a voice of support, because when Peter Pellegrini takes over in June, there'll be no Slovak officials unequivocally on the side of Ukraine and its military campaign against Russia.
Tens of thousands of people have taken part in a rally in the Hungarian capital, Budapest, against the right-wing government of Viktor Orban. The protest was led by Peter Modzsor, a lawyer who was previously close to the administration. In recent weeks, he has emerged as a leading challenger to the Prime Minister. This is the latest world news from the BBC. A former vice president of Ecuador has been taken to a maximum security jail in the city of Guayaquil after being seized by police from the Mexican embassy in Quito. Jorge Glass, who'd been sheltering at the diplomatic mission since December, is wanted by Ecuador's authorities on corruption charges. Mexico has severed diplomatic relations in response, as has Nicaragua. Alicia Bárcena is the Mexican foreign minister.
Mexico announces the immediate suspension of diplomatic relations with Ecuador. In this sense, our diplomatic personnel in Ecuador will leave the country immediately. We urge Ecuador to offer the necessary guarantees for the departing personnel. Mexico will appeal to the International Court of Justice to hold Ecuador accountable for violations of international law.
The Norwegian police have announced that on-duty officers across the country will be armed until further notice. A statement said the move was a response to increased threats against Muslims in the run-up to the religious holiday of Eid al-Fitr next week. Traditionally, police in Norway, as in other Scandinavian countries, do not routinely carry guns. Police in the Netherlands have detained more than 400 people during a day of protests by climate activists in The Hague. Supporters of the Extinction Rebellion group repeatedly tried to block busy roads. The protesters denounced subsidies and tax concessions given by the Dutch government to firms linked to the fossil fuel industry such as Shell and KLM. The Spanish football club Athletic Bilbao have won their first major trophy in four decades. The men's side beat Real Mallorca on penalties to lift the Copa del Rey. The match had finished 1-1 after extra time. Athletic are the second most successful side in the tournament's history, which they've now won 24 times. BBC News.